Hi, guys. My name's Reagan Driscoll, and I serve here with our single adult ministries. I have a fan club. There we go. Well, guys, tonight, I don't want to tell you my story, because if this is my story, it is a tragedy. No, tonight, this is God's story. This is what God has been doing in my life and is still working on and still doing in my life. So I want you guys to remember, this is God's story. That said, let's talk about me. I grew up in Garland, Texas, and I didn't just grow up in church. There's some Garland folk. I didn't just grow up in church. I grew up in the same church that my dad grew up in. And because of the ministry of that church in a family that lovingly was sharing God's truth with me, I came to an authentic faith in Christ when I was about 9 years old. But there was a problem. Okay, let's be honest. There was more than a few problems. But one in particular was a big thing for me. I was haunted by two words, good enough. See, I couldn't tell you what I wasn't good enough for, and I couldn't tell you why I wasn't good enough. I just knew that I wasn't, and that was driving me. And that revealed itself in a couple of ways. One is I had a huge fear of failure. I could not allow myself to make any mistakes. The other one, as I got older and dating became more of a thing, I grew into having a problem with codependency. And we'll talk about that more in a minute. But ultimately to say, I was going to girls to make me feel good enough. All right? Now, the one place I was seeing success and that I felt really secure was at church, but it wasn't for the right reasons. See, about age 12, my Sunday school teacher realized that I really grasped God's word really easily and that I could communicate it really clearly. And so he's had me, next thing I knew, I was teaching my own 6th and 7th grade boys Sunday school class every now and then. And that led to me kind of praying through and talking with my youth pastor about what we call in the old Baptist church a call to ministry, meaning that, hey, we think this person, there's a Baptist folk. That just means, hey, we think you're going into vocational ministry. And I felt that that was an honest call on my life, and I was on my way. I preached my first sermon at 14 years old. My first, all the ministry stuff, I was a natural at it. The thing was, this wasn't bad, but the problem was because I was doing well in it, I found my security there. I found my identity and my value in ministry rather than finding it in Christ. Now, fast forward a little bit, and I'm in college, and I'm working on a degree in Bible and youth and family ministries, and I get a call from two of my best friends. They're at a little startup church in Northern Rockwall, and they ask me if I will come out and be the youth pastor at their church. Now, I believe I'm too good to fail, okay? And I am blind to my issues, clearly, and I'm blind to the issues I'm about to walk into. But I go, and I last all of about 6 months. Because, you see, when you have a fear of failure, you don't handle criticism well. And when you don't know how to handle conflict well, and you're surrounded by other people that don't know how to handle conflict well, it doesn't go well with you, okay? So 6 months in, I get a call, and I'm having to meet with elders to answer this laundry list of complaints that my friends had put about me, and they had asked the students to go and make about me. Now, I will say, some of these complaints, they were out of context, but still, that doesn't remove the fact there was problems. I was an equal part of all the problems we had going on. Now, after I explained to the elders my side of things, they said that this was what they expected from a startup, first-time youth pastor, but I had lost my connection to the church and to the students, and so they were going to let me go. Now, furthermore, they said, if anybody asks why you're leaving, this is the cover story we want you to tell. They told me to lie, and that only reinforced that I should feel ashamed of my failure. So, guys, I was hurt. You know, I loved God, but I was terrified of his people because I believed that all it was one mistake and I was gone. So I went back to my home church. I went back to the youth group and serving there because I just didn't know where else to go or what else to do. I was in body at church, but my heart was running. And I ran all the way into my codependency. I started a relationship with a girl that I had no business being with. She was telling me she was a believer, and I knew deep down it wasn't true. But this girl was telling me I was good enough. And she was telling me I was accepted just as I was. And so I was willing to do whatever it took to keep that relationship going. This girl and I were even talking about getting married, scary as that sounds. And I wholeheartedly believed we were going that direction. And I used that lie, to justify starting a sexual relationship with her. And then about a year after that, this girl that told me she was going to marry me told me she was cheating on me. And for a lot of people, that would be rock bottom. But you see, I'm stubborn, and I bring a shovel. So I keep pursuing this girl, no joke, for a few more months. Finally, by God's grace, he let me see where I was. He opened my eyes. And I realized that I had to start over. And I found myself here at Watermark. And I got connected with a group of guys for community, and we were all just broken and thirsty. And by God's grace and God's strength, we were able to help each other out of our respective pits. Those guys helped me finally really truly see that I could find all the security and all the love I was looking for in Christ alone. That there was nothing I was going to do that was going to make God think I was that much better. And there was no mistake that was going to make him think any less of me or love me any less, because it's all about his grace. I also started serving in kids ministry, which led to me connecting and starting a friendship with the director of the 4th and 5th grade ministry, which we call Crossroads here. There's some Crossroad folk. But I met with Bobby, and when I started going to the recovery ministry here at Watermark, I needed a mentor, and so I went to Bobby. And when Bobby heard my story, God started using him to help me even more. Because little by little, scheming, I believe, I started taking on a little more and more responsibility at Crossroads. And then one day, I get asked if I'll do the talk for the kids on Sunday. And I know for some of you that may not seem like much, but for me, that was huge, because I, even at that moment, I believed that God loved me, but I was too damaged for him to use. And speaking in front of those kids helped expose that lie. It helped me see that God wasn't done with me. He wasn't done with me yet. He was still working, and he's still working in me. Every day, I learn a little bit more about who I am in Christ, and I learned how to live in that freedom. So, guys, there's a couple of things I would pray that you hear today. First and foremost, you are loved by God just as you are, not as you should be. You don't have to earn it. Ephesians 2, 8 and 9 says, "For it is by grace you've been saved through faith. And this is not of yourselves. It is the free gift of God, not as a result of works, so that no one can boast." For you doers out there, we can relax. There's nothing we can do that's going to make God think any more of us. And nothing we're going to mess up is going to make God think any less of us, because it's all in his grace. Secondly, I know that some of us, we all came here from different places. And I know some of those places aren't great. If you're like me, life took a weird turn on you, and you have no idea how you ended up where you are today. But it wasn't where you wanted to be. Guys, I want to tell you, it's going to be okay. God didn't forget about any of us. He's not done with us. He's not done with us yet. He's still working. There's still a journey for us. Isaiah 43, 18 and 19 says, "Remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I'll make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." He's not done, guys. He's still working. And I hope you guys hear that tonight. Thanks for letting me share the story.